Blog Talk Radio.
This is WSCIRO, Sikh Christian Internet Radio Outreach, a broadcast service of Sikh Christian Teaching and Worship Center, Greater Boston, Massachusetts.
I am making my way on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love, where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la, my King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la, I'll seek you from morning to night.
Would you take us to the Father? Would you take us?
Lord, would you ravish me with your majesty? Let your kingly robes flow down. Lord, I long to see the beauty of your glory and the light of your love fill this place. I feel your wind. I feel your wind blow through me. And your love consume me, and the oil of joy flows down, down, down. Bend down and hear what I say. Well, I know the way to take me to the place where your fire burns. Let it burn. Thank you.
Still bears the wounds. clothed in glory, clothed in light. I know the scepter of justice is in your hand tonight. In your wounded hand, would you lead us to the Father? I don't even know what that would do to me, God. Lord. But still I ask. Just a little further than we've been before. The intensity would be more than I could bear. But still I ask, and still I cry. And I'm sorry for the wounds, but I'm so grateful for the life. And that this day and in this hour, you would call the few to contend for the extreme, to bring the masses out of the mundane. Let me be one. Let me be one, Jesus. That will contend and lay hold for what is rightfully ours. Even to draw those that would settle for the mundane and for the stability of religion. Out of their impotence. Your wounded hand, by your wounded hand. We take your hand tonight, Jesus. We take your hand tonight. The cold to my lips,
and reproduction. I am Jehovah, that is my name. I am the God of the seraphim. I am the God of all flesh. I am the vine. I am the artist that all artisans draw from. I am Adonai Eloheinu, there is none other. I am the God of the cherubim. I am the foundation of the world. I am invisible, yet all creation speaks of me. I am God. I want you to understand and know me. I am, and you are my witnesses.
God who made you a sign to the unbeliever. I am more than all structures of steel, mortar, and clay. I am jealous over you. I am the exalted head over all. I am God who is joined to the foreigner. I am God who speaks face to face. I am the sovereign ruler of all creation. I am your next breath. I am the light of the world. I am God, and all that is in heaven and in earth is mine. I am Emmanuel, God dwelling among men. I am high and lifted up by all creation. I am the outpoured spirit on all flesh. I am he who rejoices with those who rejoice. I am the only creator of all that exists. I am Savior of both the Gentiles and the Jews. I am he before whom every knee will bow.
Interrupted, you know, but it was a very brief second. I had to call back into the show, but now we have a clear line. I want to hear everything that God is doing in my guest, who is the roaring lion on our new online chat room. But again, this show is going to be dedicated to talk about the new heart. It's part two. We did a previous show on the new heart that the Lord gave us, and we've looked into the scriptures from the Old Testament from Ezekiel 37, and also looked at and meditated on and prayed into Psalm 51. And for those who want to review that, you can go to the archives. And a lot of people have actually tuned in on that one, and they really got blessed. But, you know, it's all about, the Christian walk is all about living in the new heart and out of the new heart that Jesus gives us. But for some of us, it's very hard to do because we don't have the element of prayer around us, and we don't have a loving community that is inspired by the love of the Father to pray with us, because we, you know, somehow allow division to come in there and dry up that reservoir of grace. And so, you know, we're going to take authority over that. Bob Jones, who a lot of you have known, and his video on YouTube has been circulating around. The Lord's given him a 10-year prophetic window of how the Holy Spirit was going to move, in the body within the first 10 years of the millennium. And we are now in the year of the lion, and it's just so fitting that as the Lord poured into me and my husband Jeffrey's heart, you know, that we are we have a lion, someone who came on, and his logo, I guess, is the face of a lion, and so the Lord gave us some prophetic insight. But since we had said yes to the Lord about having this online prayer chat as an extension of Faith Talk Live Prayer here on Blog Talk Radio, we have had a lot of people come forward requesting prayer on behalf of their family, their loved ones, and their ministries, and they have been getting healed, set free, and delivered of cancer, you know, closer walk with the Lord, and other ailments, and just, you know, it also receiving direction and understanding. And I just, I don't want to go any further into this, but I do know that God is, he's just all about doing his work, the work of redemption, the work of putting the people together. I had a, a brief word that the Lord had given me upon waking up this morning. And whenever I get something like this, I plaster it on Facebook because I don't want to lose it. I want people to get a hold of this and receive it in their spirit. But let's just say that 2011, although there's lots of things that are happening in the world, we can't get caught up in that worry. We can't get caught up in the fear. But we have to maintain focus. But the Lord's going to allow it to be easier, more, you know, easier for believers who are following, you know, I have that personal, intimate relationship with him. He's going to make it so much easier for us to focus on this. He's going to be pouring more of himself into our lives as we press in. And the Lord was showing me Hebrews 11 about faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Well, this is the year of that. It's going to be increasing. The Lord's going to be increasing faith. He said this is the year of ever-increasing faith as the lion roars for the victory. And that was what Bob Jones had talked about in his previous YouTube video. So for all of you who want to listen to that, you can either go to our YouTube station on WFTKR-TV on YouTube, and it's youtube.com/WSTK and WSCIRO, and also come and join us here on Facebook and be a part of our prayer team. You don't necessarily have to be on the team, but if you need prayer, you can do so. It's really, the Lord is, it's a miracle that this whole thing has been established, and it actually was something he put on our heart a couple of years ago. The technology had not been invented at the time as far as group chat. They had singular chat, but not group chat. And then as we were approaching the time for this to happen, all of a sudden Facebook, you know, they made some changes, and next thing you know, there's online group chat. And then when we said yes to that, we were compliant, we were obedient to the Holy Spirit. My husband, who some of you have known from our previous witness how the Lord intervened in our lives and in our busy schedule to let us know that there was something seriously wrong with my husband, with his servant and friend, and that I needed to get him to the hospital right away. And they found out that he had a mutated gene that was causing a certain kind of leukemia called CML, chronomyelogenous leukemia. And we almost lost him. It puts one into an oxygen crisis because all the bad white blood cells are eating up all the red blood cells, which carry oxygen. And so they put him on this experimental research where they gave him these two little white tablets. And over the course of 2 years, they are finding that there is that particular gene, mutated gene, that caused this particular CML leukemia is no longer there in his bone marrow. And that was, you know, it took a while to get there, but it's a God incidence, not a coincidence, a God incidence, that when we said yes to, you know, step up to the plate in intercessory prayer on behalf of brothers and sisters in the Lord, all of a sudden the Lord he was faithful. The Lord is so faithful to us. Anyone who calls upon His name, that the gene that caused this is absent. It's no longer there. He completed the work. So the Lord is all about completing the work, and this is what 2011 is all about. It's a year of faith. The Lord's going to grant us faith to move mountains, and it's just in a release of authority. And now that I'm talking about this, I want to bring Jimmy on. He's been so faithful here, and I'm going to click on him right now. I'm just going to go back to the switchboard room, and we are going to, there's the hand, and Jimmy, I'm just going to click on here, and you're going to be on air in a couple of minutes, not even that. Here we go. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Shirley. How are you tonight?
Oh, pretty good. Praise the Lord. We finally can talk. This is my first time talking to Jimmy, everyone. We've actually been chatting online, and I just got a sense that the Holy Spirit was moving so powerful through him. So, Jimmy, can you tell the listening audience, a little bit about yourself and how you came to be part of this wonderful thing that the Lord is doing on Faith Talks Life Care Missionary Prayer Group?
Well, I live in the mountains of Western North Carolina, a very remote section of the beautiful country, and just born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues, and just let God use me in any way that He sees fit. And this is the new season that God has ordained for His people. As Shirley was talking about the faith. Now faith is not going to be. Faith is right now. Faith is right now at this very present moment. Abraham, in the natural, he didn't look at the natural setting, but he looked into the supernatural when God promised him that he would be the father of many nations, and his children would be as the sand of the seas. So Abraham looked into faith. We go on to John in the book of Revelations. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And I think that's what God is calling us to do, is to operate in the Holy Ghost power of God. And after John was in the Spirit, then the Lord said to him, come up a little bit hither. And then you go on into the book of Revelations, and the Lord spoke to John and carried him away in the Spirit. So that is what God is ordained for this hour in 2011. I believe we're moving into one of the greatest times that we've ever had in the Spirit, as far as looking into the supernatural miracle working power of God. We're going to begin to see, we are seeing some effects of this now, of the creative miracle working power of God. And it's just going to take us going, we must go to prayer. As the fear of the nation and the nations, fear is increasing upon the people. But God is going to take His people into a different level, and He's going to move them from glory to glory. And we're going to begin to see the manifestation of the supernatural power of God. But again, I must say that we must go to prayer. We must fast and pray and seek God as never before, because that is our arsenal. In the year 2011, we have been given the authority over all the powers of the enemy. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, now I give you power over all the powers of the enemy." So we have the promises of God. And as how I came on the Faith Prayer Chat, I was talking to Shelley Logan, that is a member of it, one day, and I was just chatting with her in regular chat, and she added me to the chat. But since I've joined up with that chat just as of recent, one day this week, I had a prayer request come in from a lady that her sugar had went to 1,300, and she was in response. If she didn't respond to anything, and there was en route to the hospital, and the roads were so bad, you know, that they was having a problem getting there. And they thought that she might have had a stroke or, you know, and all kind of damage done to her body. But through prayer, I received another call that she was totally come out of the coma or whatever that she was in, and that she was didn't have any damaged parts whatsoever. On the same day, I had a phone call from a pastor's mother and said that he had a real bad throwing up and diarrhea, and he couldn't keep anything on his stomach, and he just woke up that way. And after prayer, I posted it on the Faith Talk prayer thing, and just shortly I had a report back that he was able to keep his food down, and he recovered from that in just a few hours' time. So I believe that God is moving in this hour by prayer, and that is our key. We must keep the faith. We must look to God in this hour because he is our only hope. He is the hope of this nation and the nations of the world. When we go to God in prayer and we live according to his word, he is faithful to answer our prayer according to his riches and the promises of his word. He is faithful to every commitment that he has committed to us. We are moving into one of the greatest times, and we must go to prayer, because when we go to prayer, we will birth a great spiritual awakening and outpouring of the Holy Ghost power of God in this generation, which is much needed. There's a lot of seed that of God that's in ungodly places. I have people, you know, that's out in sin, and they're out in bars or whatever, doing their own thing. But when we begin to pray and call upon God, he is faithful and just to answer our prayer. And I believe that we are going to reap one of the greatest harvests in the coming years that we've ever seen in the history of the spiritual movings of God. We cannot pray for things that happened in the past. We don't want an old order, but we want to move into something that is not made by man and that they cannot contain it in four walls. We want to pray that we will go in to that which God has called us to go into in this hour, and that is being led by his Spirit, walking in his footsteps and speaking the things that he would have us to say in this final hour as the darkness moves upon the face of the earth. But as the darkness moves upon the face of the earth, the light and brightness and the glory of God will even shine far greater than any darkness. And like I say, we have authority over the powers and the rulers of darkness is in high places, and we can begin to pull down these strongholds and stay with prayer. We must go to prayer.
You know, many people are so afraid, many believers are so afraid of the spirit of Islam, you know, taking over this country, like, you know, it's taken over the other countries. And as I was going into prayer, even prior to the establishment of the chat room, the Lord was showing me that if my people, which is, you know, every, you know, Christian believer here in the United States and abroad, were to humble themselves and repent and, you know, He will heal the land, and not only heal the land, but our prayers. You know, He will hear our prayers, and if He would, you know, be just to act like you just said, and we don't have to fear, you know, being taken over by the enemy, because prayer is raises a holy standard, and in about 3 minutes, it's 12 midnight, and so we're going to say, you know, we're going to pray in the new year, and Jimmy, if you don't mind leading the charge, I will definitely give the mic to you during that time. But what really, how the Lord was had put it in my spirit that now is the time, because He was telling us 2 years ago when we started the Blog Talk Radio that He desired for us to have a 24/7 chat room. But whenever the Lord speaks in our time, it seems like it's like now, because He speaks in the now, but we're like, well, we need to do this now. But, you know, then we have to wait on the Lord and lean on our own understanding, as it says in Psalm 37. And so, of course, the other part of me that still needs to die thought it was time at that time, you know, we were trying to do things on our power to establish the 24/7 chat room, but it wasn't materializing because we didn't have the money that these other places would, you know, wanted us to pay, and we weren't going to get the number of people, you know, but the Lord had worked through the hearts and ingenuity of the people of Facebook, and it's just so funny. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but that's how we discovered it. But He also dropped a dream in my spirit, and the Lord's going to be moving very powerfully in dreams and visions in His people. Yes. So, you know, yeah, just to study Daniel and how He moved through Daniel, but He also was raising up teachers to teach us how to interpret them biblically, you know, because the other side is, you know, they do dream interpretation too, and it's a counterfeit you because they're outside of the will of God. But those who follow the Lord with their whole heart and not on their own understanding and have that relationship with the Holy Spirit, this is, you know, He will give us that understanding. He's just so faithful to that. And so the dream that I had was, the Lord took me into the Middle East, and He began to show me different things about what's going on in Iran, what's on the heart of the people. And I started having this heart of compassion for the people of Iran, and also the plan for Israel and how we're to also pray. The people of Iran are under so much bondage of Sharia law that, it's a kind of a jail. And the Lord was with me and spoke, you know, the dialect of, you know, like, I think it was like a combination of Aramaic and Hebrew. And He spoke into that whole thing while I was there with Him. And I took that assurance to know that no matter what is going on in the world, the Lord, the mission of those Christians, us believers that are in the United States, is to be missionaries to the world, to be missionaries on the media, to be missionaries, you know, even, you know, for on foot. And so the Lord will go before us. He wanted to show me how He goes before us. So in prayer, this is what happens. The Lord's Spirit is, He moves. He moves to and fro throughout the earth. And it's just like you said, I want to call you. Are you a pastor, Jimmy? Are you Pastor Jimmy? Or just,
I'm just a servant of God and a huge.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, you know what? It's 12:01. And, I just want to just pray an impartation over the people of God and what the Lord is doing and that. People would receive the mantle of prayer, to go into this year. Would you like to pray whatever the Lord puts on your heart, Jimmy, as we go into 2011, a glorious year?
Jesus, we thank You for this year that we've weathered a lot of storms, Father. And we don't look back on the past, but we look on the victories and the things that You've given us and that You brought us through in this time of season. But Father, we look forward to this coming year, God, because It is a year that you've given us authority, and it is a year that you've brought us to God. And we come to prayer, Lord, and we ask you in your lovely name that you would move by your Holy Ghost power, God, and begin to move upon your people in this nation and the nations of the world, God, to come to prayer, Lord, because that is where we find you, God, in our desperate most darkest of hours, God. That's when you're the closest to us. You said that you'd never leave us or you'd never forsake us, that you'd be with us even to the ends of the world, and that's always, God. You said you'd never leave us, and we trust you in your word. We keep your promises, God. And God, as we come to this year, Lord, we ask you that that an outpouring of your Spirit, God, would overshadow the people and fill them to the overflowing, God, and give them a new desire and give them new hope. God, those that are sick in their bodies and they're facing things that's impossible, Lord, but there is nothing impossible with you, God. We ask you to move upon their hearts and their lives, God, and to heal them completely from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. God, we ask for guidance in this hour. We ask for guidance from you, Lord. And when you move up on us through the Holy Ghost power of God and you speak, Lord, give us ears to hear what you're saying, God, because as you've spoken to me in times past, God, this is going to be a great time for the children and for your bride, Lord, God, that you're gathering them together from the four corners of the earth, Lord, and that you're going to move in such a manner, Lord, that the world will look on in dismay as you move by your Spirit and your power, God. God, we desire and we pant after you, Lord, as the deer panteth at the water brook, Father. Our soul is thirsty, God, in this dry and thirsty land, and we desire a moving of your Spirit, Lord. Move across the nations of the world in a great awakening and outpouring of your Spirit, God. Change hearts and change lives, God, and move as never before, Lord. We'll never fail to give you the praise because we asked in your name, God. Visit us in dreams and visions, Lord, and speak to us concerning matters and stuff that we don't even know how to handle, God, but you will move in that area. God, you're going to move in people's lives, and you're going to bring back the Psalms. Lord, you're going to bring back songs into their mind, into their heart. God, you're going to give new inventions, Lord. You will make provision in the mountaintop, God. We're not in the wilderness, God. We're on the mountaintop with you, Lord. And we pray for each and every one, God, under the sound of our voice, that they will have a new desire, that they will move into that anointing and move into that calling where they have been called to move, God, to operate in the fullness of your Spirit, God. We praise you for it and we thank you, God, because you're going to move in the hearts and the lives of the people, God, and we're going to begin to see the rain, God. We see it now as the size of a man's hand, God. But, Lord, we won't let up or we won't stop or we won't fall by the wayside, God, till we see that birthed into our spirit. Lord, you said that you promised us a latter rain, that it would be greater than the latter. The former would be greater, Lord. And now we're anticipating a moving of your Spirit, God. It's by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost that would set the captives free and bind up broken hearts and mend those that are downcast, God. Move to the brokenhearted, God, and especially, Lord, in the people's lives, God, that is facing that dreadful disease, cancer, God. Move in the name of Jesus, Lord. Creative miracles, God, let them take place in Jesus' name.
We thank you, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for the kingly anointing that you are releasing right now upon the earth. The Lord had showed me in a dream two nights ago. He caused me to, you know, I was looking at my right thigh in the dream, and whenever he does that with me, I know he's doing it. It's not really all about me. It's what he's doing in the body in this hour. And he was releasing this kingly anointing the way that he had anointed the kings of Judah and Israel. And I saw, and he caused me to see what he was put embedded in my thigh. And the thighs in the Holy Ghost represent power and authority. The Lord talked about, you know, and thighs in the book of Revelation, you know, that when Jesus returns, he's going to have names written on his thighs, and it represents power and authority. And on there were three symbols that he put on my thigh that he showed me that it was for the body, as well, you know, for those who pray, for those who come, you know, for those mothers and fathers who are going to come out and pray on behalf of the next generation into, you know, that we know what God's doing now. And I saw a symbol of a key. The Lord put a, you know, he released a key from heaven. And then also, if people have ever gone to the gym, there's like barbells, and they were, you know, it was like they had equal balance on both sides. So balance. Going to be much balance to the people of God, especially for those who adhere to the call of prayer. And then, surprisingly enough, there was something that he had shown me that is actually I was born with, but he somehow put that. Something about the First Nation people. The Lord is going to, because the gospel was originally supposed to go to the First Nation people from the pilgrims, he is going to rewrite history, and he's going to go back in time and the spirit to accomplish what his original plan and purposes was for the First Nation people. There's going to be a release of power and glory. I have American Indian in me, and I was born on my right thigh with an Indian arrowhead. It's still there. And so, you know, the Lord brought all those symbols, you know, in the same area in this dream vision, and there was a glory light around it. I just see that what the Lord is going to do in a greater way. So we'll read this out right now for a corporate anointing to fall upon the First Nation people, Lord. I have three kinds of Indian blood in me, and Lord, as I see Navajo, Cherokee, and the Indians up north, in the Canadian region. And Lord, we ask that you just breathe your Holy Spirit and make things right in the spirit, you know, that were wrong the rights, right the wrongs, Lord, as you rewrite history. And Lord, this is Dr. Shirley Kenneth. I don't know what happened, but I'm telling you, there's some powerful prayers that are going up, but there is also an opposition from the enemy about soul. And I just want my friend Jimmy to come back online. I'm going to go right to prayer line chat. Okay. And I'm going to just have him call back in. Call back, Jimmy. We got disconnected because we know that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, and we are, you know, this, I'm telling you, this warfare is real. You know, you start talking about the peace of Jerusalem, you talk about the victory that's going to happen, and the enemy doesn't like it, and we get things like, you know, he's the prince of the enemy is the prince of the airways. But you know what, Jesus died for all this. He broke the power of the enemy, okay? And we can be rest assured. And I'm just going to go right to Ephesians 6 so you know what we're talking about. We need to put on the armor of God before we pray. It is so important. What I'm going to do is before we go into that, I'm going to go see what Jimmy's doing. I hope he's back on. And we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. All right. Anyways, as soon as I see his number up, we will go back to Jimmy. But he's one of our number one prayer worries, and probably praying right now as we're finishing off this show. Okay. Let's see. The Lord, you know what? Jesus made a show of the principalities by his blood in 2,000 years ago. And so right now we want to plead the blood of Jesus on this air, on the airwaves right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, let no weapon fashioned or formed against us in mighty name of Jesus prosper. Jimmy, are you on the air? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Wow. Did you get a load of that spiritual warfare? We were just talking about that this is the reason why we need to pray. We were just talking about the peace of Jerusalem, and that's when all of a sudden we just went off the air. Did you hear that part when we were on the air, and then we talked, you know, as I was going into that, Psalm 122, and then all of a sudden I tried to get back on. I couldn't. It was not recognizing my phone number. So something was going on, and I was just explaining to the listening audience that we're not fighting against flesh and blood. It's the principalities of the airwaves. Do you have a scripture there that, you know, you could explain to the listening audience about this warfare, this battle that we are facing? It's raging, and that's why we have to consecrate ourselves to a life of prayer, sustained prayer.
Sustained prayer.
Yes. Yeah,
the strongholds and the principalities of the air and rulers of darkness in high places.
Mm-hmm.
We do have that authority over them.
We do. And we're going to take authority over that right now, because I really feel that there's a pressure gradient in the spirit. And I didn't realize it was going to be this vast. I should have, as we were doing this show. It's not just another show. This is a breakthrough. This is a breakthrough that's ready to happen. Because we're going to also pray the peace of Jerusalem over people's families. Because when we do that, there's a blessing that's released throughout the earth, throughout the families, and the walls of our dwelling places, of our houses, physical houses and spiritual houses. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We'll get strengthened, you know. The Lord wants to strengthen our temple so that he can pour more of his spirit, you know, within us. He's already within us because the kingdom of God is within us. And, you know, he's greater. Greater is he who is within us than he who is in the world. But we got to tap into that resource through prayer and fasting.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I remember that Smith Wigglesworth quoted, he said it like this. He said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the holy, that is in the world. The Holy Ghost, Smith Wigglesworth said, the Holy Ghost in him was greater than any devil anywhere.
Amen. 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 And so we need to be aware of this through prayer. And I always put the armor of God on. We should put it on daily. I put it on whenever the Holy Spirit reminds me, but we do have that reality through the word on how we get dressed in the spirit. It says, the armor of God, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world. And this dark world he's talking about, not so much the world in which we live, although it can be influenced by darkness, but the dark world of the enemy and his cohorts and the devils and demons and all those that rule that world and try to influence this world. So the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And as you have done everything to stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition, with all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, the flaming arrows of the words of the mouth, the word curses that are often spoken without people realizing what they're speaking. Those are the flaming arrows. the fiery darts. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. So that's what Jimmy's talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we are all talking about in Faith Talks Live Prayer here. We're talking about this necessity and significance. It's like prayer is a lifeline to the Lord. We can't emphasize that enough. The other day we had a blizzard. Jimmy, you had a blizzard.
Yes.
And, you know, for some reason my mind was on blizzard. It was on, well, it's going to be a warm Christmas, and we don't have a TV. We choose not to, so we can we get into the Holy Ghost and not be distracted. But we get our news from radio or internet, and everybody kept saying, oh, the snow's coming. I'm like, oh, it's only going to be a few inches. And all of a sudden the blizzard's here. It's on top of us. And even Jimmy was saying that he got hit, and they didn't have electricity for 9 hours. And I wasn't thinking down south. I forgot where you live, Jimmy. So I'm thinking, well, we're up north, and where is he? I'm like, if he's down south, we might be getting it. So I kind of woke up to that reality. But we had our emergency bag here. And we, you know, my husband and I are being trained in the healthcare profession because the Lord wants believers to occupy that territory. And so we were, you know, I have what I received from my training and everything. And our electricity was off for 20 hours. And I had just texted our common friend Shelly, our mutual friend Shelly, to pray. I texted her on my phone before we lost the power on that. Actually, that was all already. We never lost power on that. I just had to shut it off so we wouldn't. So, anyways, we thought at one point we need to pray, and then somehow we got caught up in, well, make sure we have the candles, we have this and that, and then we went to sleep, and we woke up very cold. We had no heat for 20 hours, and all of a sudden, just the thought occurred to me: what's wrong with this picture? Yeah, we didn't pray. We got so caught up in, you know, we were prepared, you know, according to man's terms. But then we're like, well, we need to pray. So we took authority. I said, enough is enough. I pray like that as a matter of fact. Lord, enough is enough. We are children that you know, of you, and we we need to, we need your help.
Yeah.
I said, we need the victory. Where's the victory at this point? Can you just please back our lights on so we can be walking in the victory? All of a sudden, the lights went back on about 5 minutes after that prayer. And we were waiting for the electric company and everything. And it was, you know, and it was just so funny that we didn't stop. You know, we should have prayed at the beginning. Maybe we wouldn't have gone, you know, so long without the electricity. But see, the Lord wants to occupy all of our circumstances and situations with us. We just have to let Him. We have to invite Him into those areas. He's so concerned with every aspect of our lives, even the dark areas that we think are too dark for the Lord. If we're genuine in our walk with Him and we're diligent to want to serve and seek Him and serve Him all the days of our life, He's going to be so faithful to, you know, those who call upon Him. And it's just, you know, so awesome, you know. And prayer is that lifeline, it's that life support.
Yes.
And so, what, you know, I just want to just release this mantle of prayer upon the body of Christ, upon those who are listening, even upon those that there are people that are into other stuff that are listening to this station, because I've seen them on Blog Talk Radio when they become our listeners. It's amazing that, you know, they're coming from the New Age movement and they want to listen to what we have to say, but it's not us. We're being used as a vessel, but the Lord is speaking through us. So, Lord, I pray that you just make it plain and clear, especially people that are kind of lukewarm, that you will show forth yourself to them in a way that they have not experienced, in a way that they have not experienced.
Yes,
Jimmy,
I
do you think the Lord wants you to stay?
Yes, amen.
Amen. And Lord, I just ask that you would just touch the life of Jimmy Moss and Jimmy in a very special way, and especially bless him with an extraordinary gift, because he's not only coming forward and praying, but he's taking care of two of your parents that are up there in age. And the Lord says that there's a blessing. Another part of Ephesians, there's a blessing to those who obey their parents, who nurture them, who watch them. In Ephesians 6, and we are all called children of God, no matter how old we are. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. But this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. And so that's what, it's happening to those who, choose that ministry. It's such a bona fide ministry. And I just want to just bless you, Jimmy, for that. I knew that when you came in on the prayer chat, asking prayer for your parents and that you were taking care of them, I just thought, I'm like, this is a very blessed man, and I was quite honored when you to pray for them as well. So, some of us, like myself, my parents have gone on to be with the Lord very young, in the 60s and 30s and 60s. And actually, my mother never made 60. She was 59. And they were very young when they went home to be with the Lord. They were both very sick. And so, it's just such a blessing to see other people's parents, other brothers and sisters' parents just go into their years, and especially being loved by the children that they raised. And there's such a joy in the heart of the Lord as well. I just wanted to share that with you, Jimmy. Sometimes people, need to be reminded that they are doing the will of God, and that's part of the ministry, because things are being imparted in it. So I see some angels around you, too. When you were talking, when you were praying, I there's such an angelic realm around your voice. It's such an angelic, that's why it's going forward. It's going like going ahead of you, like the Lord is going. The Lord gives us. I see we're taking our voices for granted. And I'm not just talking to you, Jimmy. I'm talking to the listening audience out there. We can take our own voices for granted because we it's part of who we are in this earth realm. But it really has the words of our mouth have. Ramifications. It goes further than we think.
Yes. They have power.
Yeah, and they have power. And it says that in James 3. But if we choose to use, the Lord was showing me the necessity of talking less, except for when we're doing radio shows, and praying more. When we speak less, as I'm talking as far as casual conversation is concerned, and we pray more, we're going to see great results. And, Jimmy was saying earlier that he speaks the heavenly language, and I do too, that when we do that, it purifies our own thoughts, and our thoughts and minds become more like the mind of Christ. There is a burden right now that the Lord put in my heart, and as I was reading Ephesians 6, it came back to me. But there was a posting, Jimmy, if you read it earlier, I posted on the wall of Faith Talk Live Prayer, and also on my personal wall, about the Lord was shown. It reminded me of a dream that I had recently regarding women. They were all dressed up like regular women, but they had one thing missing. They were coming towards me. I don't know, to receive prayer, or the Lord just wanted to show me something. They just kept coming to me, and they didn't have breath, and it was because they were, they had been removed because of the surgeons of breast cancer and things like that. So the Lord began to minister to me about the spiritual significance of breast removal, how it brings dishonor to women, but that it's a prophetic parallel of the dishonor that, you know, is also, as part of the body of Christ, especially in America. And the Lord saying he wants to restore honor. And then he said, as we pray for these women for creative miracles, honor is going to come back to the church. That whole area of the men and women breast area is part of the breastplate of righteousness. And when I looked at that scripture from Ephesians 6, I thought, so that's why the enemy is going after, even there were men that have breast cancer too. I was just, my teacher in my clinical was telling us that people don't talk about it, but men also have breast cancer as well. So the enemy is trying to get after that breastplate of righteousness. So very important that we pray the armor of God, and we're praying not only the armor of God, but restoration. We need to understand about that ministry of restoration of all things. What is the Lord restoring? He's restoring things that were stolen, by the enemy, by the evil one. So, Jimmy, did you want to pray that? And we have 24 minutes left, but I'm going to probably be putting on a series of music towards the end. But, Jimmy, if it's too late for you, just let me know. I just wanted to bring in the new year with my, one of my prayer warriors there. He's been such a sport to come on. Okay. Did you want to pray into that for the restoration of honor?
Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you, Lord, that you would restore the honor, the restoration of honor to this nation, Lord. Restore the restoration of honor to those that have faced terminal sicknesses and diseases, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, that one prayer request that was on there, and I can't remember her name, God, but you know her name, that had the breast cancer and the ovarian cancer, maybe it spread to her brain, God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would restore everything back to that body in Jesus' name. It's through your healing power, God, and your creative miracle powers, God. We don't look at the natural, God. We look into the supernatural, and we see the things, God, that see a completed answer, Lord. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to bring a complete restoration, Lord, to this nation and to the nations of the world, Father. The restoring, God. Father, the restoring of sight to the blind, Lord. Restoring of healing, God, to those that have missing body parts and stuff, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name that you would just come to us in this hour, God. We're desperate for a moving, great awakening of your spirit, Jesus. It's in your name, God. We can't do anything in our own, Lord, but it's because of you and of your work that you've done on the cross and at Calvary, God. We come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We ask you for Jeffrey in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would even move in his life and continue to give complete restoration to him, Lord. In Jesus' name, we ask for Shirley's son, God. Let that creative power and that miracle of God go to him in the name of Jesus, Lord, and do a complete work in his life, God. We ask it in thy name. Restore in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all the finished work that you have done in your name and in your body on Calvary. And we ask, Lord, that you would just, Lord, that you would just love upon your people. And, Lord, we just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for bringing them from glory to glory to praise to grace. We ask for a release of the new heart, Lord. As it says in Ezekiel 37. In Ezekiel 37, Lord, you said that, those who call upon your name and humble themselves Lord, that you are going to restore them and you're going to give them a new heart. You are going to sprinkle clean water. So, Lord, we ask that you would just sprinkle clean water on everyone's heart. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that you performed open heart surgery. You removed the cold, stony heart for a heart of flesh. And we thank you, not the flesh of the world, but a softer heart, a heart, the heart of Yeshua, the heart of Yeshua. We thank you, Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for Israel right now. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, we ask that you, Lord, that those who pray for the peace of Jerusalem will become strong, mighty warriors in the Lord. And I'm just going to read Psalm 122 right now. And let's see. No, we're still on. It sounds every time. I rejoice at those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gate, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statutes given to Israel. There the thrones for judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadel. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. And for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. So we just for the sake of the house of the Lord, Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem because that's what you ordained. That's what you have called us to before we pray. And Lord, we pray a special blessing upon the leaders that you've called and that you have raised up for such a time as this. Leaders that were ones that were sitting on the fourth row, ones that were nameless, Lord, but Lord, that have a heart after you. We thank you, Lord, and we ask for a special blessing upon their lives in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, I just want to say an our Father, because as we petition the Father in heaven, he's going to give us the daily bread that we need for this generation, for this time.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, Lord. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Jimmy, when will you be available to pray with people? Do you come on every day at a certain time? I know I come on in the morning. Sometimes you're on there, and I come on in the afternoon because I'm in and out of the office all day. So.
I'm usually on by 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time, and around one, and I check periodically each day, and if anybody has any prayer requests, they can post them on the wall, and also they can go to the chat box and post them.
Yes.
But if if anybody would like to meet me there, then we can pray. You know, we've had some a lot of praise reports and stuff come in from that faith prayer thing. There's people from different countries that leave prayer requests, and sometimes they come on there and pray too. So anybody that wants to pray for a movement and awakening of the Spirit in the nations of the world are invited to come in and pray with us, because prayer does change things.
It does. And then they go back to their own nations, you know, wherever they are, and God does really, he moves in time and wonders. And we were just praying with people from, I believe, what, I think one person was from Uganda, and then somebody else was, a couple of people from India, and one was from Pakistan. And it's just, it was just so amazing. It was just so amazing. I remember when you first came on, Jimmy, I had the Lord gave me this word about, I saw this vacuum cleaner from heaven. It was a very big one. It was a big Eureka one.
Yes.
And the Lord's going all over America, you know, vacuum cleaning up the, you know, all the cobwebs in people's lives, and then even going inside of people. And when Jimmy first came on, he thought we were not focused. I remember that. And then afterwards, you know, the Lord began to move more in words and signs and wonders, and other people kept coming in with you know, their you know, part of the tapestry. And it was so awesome. But the Lord did a deliverance that night. Remember that?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So it's amazing, you know. So come expecting, you know, when you have a prayer request, and you know, I will, like, when I look for Jimmy, sometimes I'll let him know. I'll send him an email on Facebook and let him know I'm about ready to come in. Sometimes my times are off a little bit, but I always give a ballpark figure.
Yes.
And like Jimmy does, I we leave the prayer petitions on the wall. And it's good that Facebook keeps it up there for 12 hours, because then you can kind of go down the list and see, you know, who was on or what they prayed, and then you can put that prayer up. I also post a link from IHOP, the international, not the International House of Pancakes, but the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. And right now they're having a revival conference for the young people called One Thing. And Mike Bickle, Lou Engle, a lot of people there are really called to, so into this generation. But when they're not having a conference, they have 24/7 prayer all the time. And at any time, I post a link so that people could go right there. And if they have audio, they can actually hear the worship. And as usually when I've connected, I don't know if you've connected to them, Jimmy, when I connected, it does something in my spirit, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm already thinking what they're going to be singing, and then I put it on the, you know, I'm in sync with them in the spirit, and we put it on the wall, and there's a flow, you know, we get into the worship. We not only pray, but we get into the worship, because prayers flow from the worship. So it's quite an amazing thing what God is doing. And so on that note, we're going to go into some music that I have in our playlist. And, you know, Jimmy, I just want to thank you for being such a good sport and being patient and things like that. And so I just thank you. And, you know, I just want to just give you a big New Year's Eve, a New Year's hug. From Massachusetts.
From North Carolina, yes. Big hug too, and God bless you. I enjoy it anytime.
Yes, amen. Same here. And God bless you, and I will be looking forward to seeing you in the chat, and we'll have to do more of this, right?
Yes.
So, amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Good night.
God bless you. Good night. Bye-bye.
When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no one.
Talks Live Prayer for Dr. Shirley Canis, and stay tuned for tomorrow's New Year's Day broadcast. We will talk more about the new heart. God bless you and Happy New Year.